Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sudfeld lines up again. It is 2nd and 10. He floats it. He completes it. And running for a first down and more is Aguilar. And he is. Is he in? I'm awaiting a signal.
Oh, yeah.
He is in. He ran near the left sideline, and the official was looking at the sideline to see if he may have stepped out, Mike. I'm not sure.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Gavin throws over the middle. It's picked off by the Colts. The Colts are running the other way with it. It's Darius Leonard. Leonard on the return inside the 10, down to the tight 9-yard line. It's the third takeaway today by the Colts. The second interception. The second pick of the season for Darius Leonard. It'll be first and goal for the Colts, and that'll do it.
Baker Mayfield to throw under pressure. His pass is intercepted. C.J. Mosley picks it off.
Go down.
The Hayes in the barn, and the Ravens are in the playoffs, and this house is on fire. They are dancing in the aisles. Happy New Year. The Ravens are back in the postseason.
Victory formation at the 14-yard line. Watson takes a knee. Jacksonville has a timeout. They won't use it. That's it. The Texans have won the AFC South for the third time in the last 4 years.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's NFL playoff picks.
And today's wild-card playoff weekend picks brought to you by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ICFP tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The Book at Harrah's Resort in Bally's Wild, Wild West Atlantic City. Wager now by Wallauer Paint and Design, Benjamin Moore's largest paint dealer in Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland Counties. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. It is amazingly now wild card weekend. Just 11 games left in the NFL season. One of the great weekends of the year. We get them back to back. The wild card weekend, four playoff games. The same thing next week in a divisional round. Bro, I actually have finished strong in the regular season. I went 5-1 over the last 2 weeks, 3-0 2 weeks ago, 2-1 last week. So even though I didn't finish 500, I wound up 24-27, made a nice run toward the end. I think you went 2-1 last week as well.
I did. You finished one game ahead of me.
Are you kidding me?
I collapsed at the end until week 17. I had a good week. Before that, I was losing two out of three every week. It was unbelievable. So you finished a game ahead of me. I finished 23-28, which is awful. But I did finish the season strong.
Right,
I won
right.
with the Browns getting 6. I lost with the Jets getting 13.5.
Yeah,
my God. And I won with the Texans laying the 6.5. So at least we both went out on good notes.
Yep.
And now the postseason begins. And this is, we said this at the top of the show, this is a great, great weekend. Not just because we get the four games, but nothing this weekend would really surprise me.
No,
nothing.
It's a great point. You're right. Nothing.
So I make these picks, and I think you do it too. I make them with a little bit of confidence, not a lot of confidence. So we'll see what happens. Game number one, the Colts are getting a point in Houston against the Texans, and I'm taking Indianapolis. Couple of things. The protection around Andrew Luck has been awesome in the second half of the season. Now, the Texans' strength, if I had to name the strength of the Houston Texans, it's their ability to get to the quarterback with elite players like Clowney and J.J. Watt. I think that this offensive line, really buoyed by Quentin Nelson, what kind of rookie year has he had? We heard all about him in the draft. Guy's done a great job. I think that they're going to protect this quarterback. And here's the other thing. Both teams have this in common. Both the Colts and Texans started off these seasons poorly. They got off the bad starts, especially Indianapolis. They were 1-5. And both teams had finished on a really good run. But who's been better recently? The Colts. I think the Colts are peaking right now. I think the Texans peaked about 3 weeks ago. Now, Watt's going to play, but he's banged up. He had that elbow injury. Lamar Miller has been slowed down the last few weeks. Plus, he missed week 16. He hasn't been the same guy over the last 4 weeks. Demaryius Thomas going out with an injury a few weeks ago. I love the Colts in this game, and I'm getting a point. And how about the fact, and I read this stat about DeAndre Hopkins, who right now for this moment may be the best wide receiver in the NFL, that he actually went through this whole season and didn't have one drop. had zero drops.
That's amazing.
This entire season.
That's amazing.
Which is incredible. But in game number one, give me Indy getting a point, and that would set them up to go to Kansas City and take on the Chiefs next weekend. Game number two, the Cowboys are laying three. That line has moved a little bit. And look, the Cowboys have been impressive. Their defense is outstanding. We see the impact that LaMarcus Lawrence has. Van Der Esch has had a great rookie season. But I'm going with the guys I trust. And at the end of the day, ask yourself this, and this may not be fair to Dak Prescott. Guys played one playoff game, and he wasn't bad in that playoff game. Aaron Rodgers was doing Aaron Rodgers things. That's the main reason why Green Bay won that game a few years ago. But ask yourself this. Who do you trust? Dak Prescott and Jason Garrett? Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll? And when you ask yourself that question, it's a very, very easy answer. Russell Wilson has had a great year, especially when he throws the football to Tyler Lockett. Apparently, he has like a perfect quarterback rating when he throws the football to Lockett. And the Seahawks have had an underrated defense. They may not have the big nickname. They may not have Legion of Boom. But they're only one of two teams that have two guys who have had double-digit sacks this year. And the Cowboy offensive line is not what it's been in years past. Game number two, give me Seattle getting three in Dallas against the Cowboys. Now, this Sunday games, this is a pain in the ass, I got to tell you. Because I clearly have a motivation. I clearly have something I'm rooting for in the Ravens and the Bears. And both teams this weekend are laying points. We'll start with the Ravens. They're laying three. It scares me how much Baltimore picked apart the Chargers a few weeks ago. But what makes me feel better is this. The Raven defense has been tremendous despite their inability to force a turnover. And number two, I don't know how healthy the Chargers are right now. They lost another linebacker. They lost Brown, their starting linebacker, last week. Melvin Gordon is not healthy. The guy missed a bunch of time. He comes back, gets hurt again. So I think they are banged up, and the Ravens have gone old school over the last few weeks. Maybe not with the quarterback play, but they run the football. What a concept. They run the football, and I think they're going to be able to do it against the Chargers. They ran at Bosa 3 weeks ago. I think they'll be able to do it again. Give me the Ravens laying three at home against the Chargers to beat him again. And finally, my Chicago Bears. Look, this is a tremendous defense. We all know it. Khalil Mack gets all the attention. How about my guy, Eddie Jackson? Guy forces a turnover every single week. But here's the key. The key is Nick Foles has had this incredible run. He had a great run last year. The last few weeks, the Nick Foles magic. I think the Bears are going to humble him a little bit. I think the Bears are going to give us a little bit of a reality. Now, offensively, Mitchell Trubisky's going to make a mistake. All right, he's going to miss receivers. That happens every week. What he can't do is turn the ball over. And he's got to take advantage of that Philadelphia secondary. Their secondary is there for the taking. And obviously be able to run the football with Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen. And I think they're going to be able to do it. This season is not ending in Chicago on Wild Card Weekend. Give me the Bears laying 6.5. So, real quick, Indy getting a point. The Seattle Seahawks getting three in Dallas. The Baltimore Ravens laying the points and the Bears laying the 6.5 for the final game of the weekend. Those are my picks for Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. Joe, take it away.
All right, bros. I mentioned 5-1 over the last 2 weeks of the regular season, 3-0 2 weeks ago, 2-1. Last week, one with the Eagles. I've won 3 weeks in a row with the Eagles. They beat the Redskins outright, laying 6.5. They won by 24 zip. Lost with the Steelers, even though they won the game, was a big number, 14.5. They won by a field goal. And one with the Chargers laying 6.5 against Denver. So 2-1 last week, 24-27 overall on the regular season. I'm basically going against my partner in every one of these games. I'm taking the Texans laying the one. I think the Colts are better. And you're right. They've won 9 out of 10. They're peaking at the right time. Luck has been getting unbelievable protection. You know, all of that. There's no doubt about it. The connection with T.Y. Hilton, Mack has run the ball really well. There's some injury issues there with Houston, Demaryius Thomas, J.J. Watt, not 100%. All of that stuff, I give you. Right now, Luck's playing better than Deshaun Watson and all of that. And they did split. This is the third time they're playing this year. It's a rubber match. They split the other two. Each one won on the other team's field. Everything is going the Colts' way. That's why I'm taking Houston. I just got a feeling Houston's going to find a way to win this game. Maybe Clowney and Watt and company get some pressure on Luck, force a turnover here a little bit. DeAndre Hopkins, you already mentioned it. We know how great he is. He probably is the best receiver in the game right now. Look to him to do some things in this game, get in the end zone a couple times. So give me the Texans laying one. at home against the Colts. Game two, I'm taking the Cowboys laying the 3. Completely agree with Evan. Russell Wilson, no doubt. Pete Carroll, it's a better combination at quarterback and coach than it is with Dak Prescott and Jason Garrett. But I think the better defense here, I know Seattle's defense has been good. I think the Cowboys' defense is really good. You know, DeMarcus Lawrence and Randy Gregory, and as you mentioned, Van Der Esch and all these guys on that Cowboy defense. I just got a feeling about Dallas here. I really, really do. I think Zeke has a big game. I think Amari Cooper breaks out after having a rough ending to the regular season. I just got a feeling about Dallas. As good as Seattle is, they've had their moments this year where, you know, they just haven't looked that good, even though they wound up going 10-6. Give me the Cowboys laying 3 at home on Saturday night against Seattle. We go to Sunday. I'm taking the Chargers getting the 3 in Baltimore. I think the Chargers are going to be the team with the best shot to knock off the Patriots. Remember this about the Chargers: 12-4, 7-1 on the road. They basically were a road team all year. Think about it. They didn't have any kind of home field in L.A. What home field did they have? So they're not missing a thing. They're going to have to go on the road, you know, unless somehow Indy wins their games out and the Chargers win their games out. Then the championship game would be in L.A. That's not going to happen. We know that's not happening. So they're going to have to win 3 games on the road. And they went 7-1 on the road with some very, very big wins. We mentioned winning in Pittsburgh. We mentioned winning in Kansas City. You know, this is a dangerous team, and maybe it's Phillip Rivers' time now. So I'm taking the Chargers getting the 3 in Baltimore in the rematch, as they will get revenge for the loss they had a couple weeks ago in L.A. And finally, how can I not take the Eagles? I mean, how can I not? They're getting 6. Foles is rolling. I've won 3 weeks in a row with the Eagles, and I am staying on the Nick Foles bandwagon. I just think at the end of the day, we all forget this about the Eagles. They're the defending Super Bowl champions. You forget that because they had such an up-and-down season. I got to ride with them. I'm going to ride with them that their defense is going to get the job done. You know, Fletcher Cox, those guys on that defensive line, Michael Bennett, they're going to get the job done against the rookie quarterback in Trubisky. And Doug Peterson's been there and done that. This is the first time in a playoff situation for Matt Nagy, first time in a playoff situation for Trubisky. I understand how great the Bears defense has been with all the takeaways. I get it all. And I'm getting 6. Give me the Eagles getting 6 in Chicago against the Bears. So, Evan and I completely against each other in these games, which is good, which is really the way it should be. Give me the Texans laying 1 at home against the Colts. Give me the Cowboys laying 3 at home against the Seahawks. Give me the Chargers getting 3 in Baltimore. The Eagles getting 6. I haven't been minus 6. What am I doing? The Eagles getting 6 in Chicago against the Bears. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, wild card weekend picks in the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.